And just announced, was it over the weekend, about the vaccination for kids now?
Yeah, 5 to 11 year olds now been approved. So Hamish joins us from the newsroom.
Our reputable source, Mish-Mish.
Our good mate, Mish-Mish. Don't know why you don't go by Mish-Mish when you
do
the bulletins.
You
really should.
You
really should. But what is the latest? What is the news here? 5 to 11 year olds.
Yeah, so what's happened is the TGA has given it its approval. It's still waiting on a TAGI. That's the sort of the advisory group to give it its final endorsement. But yeah, the federal government saying, yeah, we're getting these shots by early next year in January. And pending a TAGI giving it the final approval, then kids will soon be getting their vaccines as well, too, aged 5 to 11.
And is it what we would have gotten, either AZ, Moderna or Pfizer?
Well, okay, so it would be Pfizer. Mm-hmm. Haven't looked at AstraZeneca yet. They are, actually, TGA is still looking at Moderna, which is similar to Pfizer. So that there could be an announcement regarding that in the coming month, coming weeks as well, too. But yeah, nominally, it's just the Pfizer shot that they're looking at, and it's a reduced amount for kids, same as the next age group as well.
Oh, right. So they get like half the strength.
Yeah, a third of it. Well, okay. Rather the amount in the actual vial themselves.
Right.
So, yeah, not as much.
Because they're littler.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah, I should have got that.
I was going to say, if it's based on size, is that?
Here's a lollipop. And do you know, is there going to be any sort of mandate going forward? Like, you know, I know that there's been childcare subsidy reductions for people who don't have their vaccinations for certain things.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be added to the pile for
kids
that?
Kids can't go to school less vaccinated.
Yeah. Oh, look, that's yet to be determined. I think they said there wouldn't be too many mandates for kids to get vaccinated, but look, that'll be come out in the fullness of time. But yeah, and certainly in the next few weeks, we'll have a better idea about where it'll be given out as well. I'd imagine that pharmacists would be pretty busy with that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we'll find out more in the coming days. This is pretty new stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty
yes.
stuff.
Can you imagine if they mandate you have to be vaccinated as a school-aged child? And they're going, yes, I can get out of school if I just fight my mum or dad hard enough.
I want to get vaccinated.
That'd cause too many problems.
Or like Kid Simpson jumping out of the window.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, no. See you later, vaccinator.
Would it get to the point where kids have to show vaccine passports at school?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, we have conversations all the time about what age you should be giving a child a smartphone. My God, you can't be giving a five-year-old just so they can have it in their wallet, you know, showing
vaccination
their
passport.
Passport.
Wow, gee. Mm. Would you get your kids vaccinated? They're too young now. But
I mean, they're five in like 6 months. I'd definitely, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Jump straight on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing that would stop me is the crying.
Yeah.
Like I told them that I don't have to have vaccines again until they were eight, and they would pick me up on that.
They would remember that.
One thing they would remember.
Things they'd remember.
Thanks, Hamish.